You know this already. Legal weed is coming to Illinois. And that brings up lots of questions. WBEZ's been asking listeners to send us yours so we can dig up the answers for you. Today, we start with a pretty basic cannabis question. What should we even call the drug? Listener Susan Okimoto asked it, and she sat down with WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel to get the answer.
Okay, so Susan, when I first called you, this is what you said sparked your curiosity.
I was listening to NPR, and it might have been one of your stories, I'm not sure, and they kept saying weed, and it just sounded wrong to me, and it seems like when you say weed, you're in on it. It's like you're smoking it, and you're like, yeah, dude, we're going to talk about weed now.
So, as you know, I have brought you here to talk about weed now, but I'm not smoking it, and I'm not going to call you dude. Thank you for coming, though.
Thanks for having me.
So you also said during that conversation that cannabis sounds a bit too medical. Marijuana sounds too stiff. Are you ready to get some answers? I've got some context, some history, even a plot twist for you.
Okay.
All right, let's jump in. So I promise I'll explain our rationale for using the term weed, but first things first, I want to acknowledge that there are so many names for it. I got a list of slang terms compiled by the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, and I was wondering if you could read some of them for us.
Oh, my goodness. Little Green Friends, ganja, purple haze, chronic, lime pillows, giggle smoke, blue cheese, smoochy woochy poochie. My daughter would like that one. Bambala cha-cha. Blondie, Blue Crush, Broccoli Bud, Chicago Black, Chicago Green, Chronic, Churro.
All right.
Wow.
I'll stop you there because there are 300 on that list. Lots of names. And I want to, for the purposes of our conversation, narrow it down to the two heavy hitters, marijuana and cannabis. Those are the names Illinois lawmakers debated using in the actual bill. They settled on cannabis, the medical name of the plant. Yeah. State Senator Heather Staines helped write the bill, and I spoke to her. She was very clear about why they didn't use the word marijuana.
Well, there's a stigma, we think, that comes with the word marijuana. And certainly it has been racialized historically. It was very associated with Mexicans and thought there was a really negative connotation around that. It was also used to sort of scare tactics, you know, to make people really afraid of this plant. So we felt uncomfortable using that word.
So what Staines is referring to, there's this popular belief that the word marijuana has been used in the past by officials that came up with this idea to link the plant to Mexican immigrants as a way to demonize it. And that narrative stems largely from and was popularized by these comments made by a federal drug official in the 1930s. Here's a reenactment of what that commissioner of narcotics at the time had to say at a congressional hearing in 1937 when marijuana was actually prohibited. His name's Harry Anslinger.
Marijuana is the most violence-causing drug in the history of mankind. Most marijuana smokers are Negroes, Hispanics, Filipinos, and entertainers. Their satanic music, jazz, and swing result from marijuana usage.
That's interesting. I had no idea about that, but it sounds like a good rationale for not using it. Especially in a law and maybe on the radio. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought the same thing. Like, it could be good to avoid the word marijuana then, given all of this backstory. But it's actually not the entire story. I did tell you there was a plot twist. So I called this historian who studies the history of drugs in Mexico, where the word came to the U.S. from.
My name is Isaac Campos. I'm an associate professor of history at the University of Cincinnati.
So he spent years researching the development of anti-marijuana ideas in Mexico and the prohibition of marijuana, which occurred there in 1920, nearly 20 years before in the U.S. So he says avoiding the word marijuana for fear that it's racist or controversial is actually problematic in and of itself.
Marijuana is just a Mexican word. And what it's doing is it's essentially erasing the major role that Mexicans and Mexico played in this history, a very active role. They're often portrayed in the literature as like these passive victims of this history, and that couldn't be further from the truth.
He says the truth is that anti-marijuana sentiment existed in Mexico long before it did in the U.S.
It was immediately associated with the two user populations that were most common in Mexico throughout the 19th century, and that was soldiers and prisoners in the barracks. virtually everyone in Mexico is convinced that marijuana caused madness and violence.
So marijuana has this bad reputation in Mexico. And then Campos says we see this reputation start to seep into American culture starting in the 1890s through the transnational press.
It was basically a story of Mexican influence on U.S. ideas about drugs.
And it's in that context that you hear comments like Anslinger's or see films like the infamous 1936 Reefer Madness.
Innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors. Marijuana, the burning weed with its roots in hell.
Wow. I know. But back to your question of what is the proper word to use. I called up a linguist who studies slang at the University of Chicago to try to help answer that. His name's Jason Riggle. Now, you told me at the beginning that you prefer the word pot. Could you tell me why again?
It might have been because that's what I grew up hearing in my 20s or so.
Yeah.
And that feels comfortable to me. It feels comfortable.
It makes a lot of sense. According to the linguist, here's what Jason Riggle said.
Whatever the slang when you were in your late teens, early 20s is probably the slang that you're going to use for the rest of your life, maybe with a few possible additions.
So part of the answer is that people are going to call it whatever they're comfortable with, whatever they learned in their formative years.
That makes sense.
And yeah, it's probably what you learned in your 20s, probably not what your parents called it, probably not what your kids are going to call it. But Riggle also had a caution. He said that going forward, it's important for us to all pay attention to what major players in this new industry are using.
If we notice that the poorest people were harassed the most for, say, possession of marijuana, then it would be fascinating if the terms that those people used were the dispreferred terminology and some new set of terminology came in to sort of, as you might say, whitewash the history of it.
So I think what he's saying there is that historical context is crucial because there are generations of people who have used and talked about marijuana. And now that it's becoming a legal industry in Illinois, it's important to see whether and how those people and their culture and their language and the words that they've used are or are not included going forward. So does all of this give you anything new to think about?
Yeah, it definitely expanded my historical knowledge of it. And
sure.
Can I keep this list? I'm going to
absolutely
go through it with my kids.
Do you think you'll still call it pot?
No, I think I'm going to go off this list and I'm going to call it something new every day.
Great.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Susan.
That was WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel talking with listener Susan Okimoto about her question on what to call weed, or pot, or marijuana. If you have a question about cannabis, go to WBEZ.org. Till I'm stuck and my body feels weak, 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 weak. Headed down to the dungeon wondering if they got